Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend Paul Casey. Paul is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Casey Communications, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? Anyone can start a business, but only a few can sustain a business. And he's here to talk to us about some of his thoughts on how you and I can maximize the work that we're doing in our businesses, especially in 2009. Paul Casey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. As always, love being here.
It's good to have you back. Oh, and I forgot to mention your radio show, Thursdays and Fridays, right?
That's correct. 2 o'clock p.m. right here in Seattle.
In the great state of Washington, in the great city of Seattle. Thursdays and Fridays. What's the station?
It's KKNW 1150 AM.
1150. All right. And is it on the internet as well?
Yes, you can get it on the internet now.
So check that out, Paul. What are you seeing in the economy out there? I'm starting to see a little bit of a glimpse of a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's starting to not look like a headlight. What do you think?
Yes, I would agree. I think that things are turning around some. I do radio media buying as a avocation, meaning
right.
that I do radio plans for people who want to be on the air and do advertising. And I would say like 3 or 4 months ago, the inventory was really for me to buy for the having. I mean, it was just wide open. There was a lot of inventory available at a very cheap prices. I've seen that change. I know I now have to work a little harder for my clients. I need to get up a little earlier in the morning and do some more advanced planning because the inventory is going away faster. And it seems to have turned around in that direction.
So the backlogs are tightening up. And they are opening up, I should say, and what you're seeing from an availability standpoint in your universe is indication that the business is improving and that people are seeking more opportunities and they're willing to invest in seeking those opportunities.
Precisely.
That's good news.
Yes, it is. And, for businesses, yes, as you say, they're entering the marketplace again. So that's what I see, definitely. There's definitely a trend in that direction.
So one of the things that, that we've talked about on the show, and you and I probably talked about this recently, as I talked in the first quarter of this year, I said, okay, simultaneous with making sure that you survive, making sure that you're doing the things to survive right now, be sure to keep your ear to the ground and your eye in the future on the horizon so that whenever the economy does start ticking up a little bit, you're in a position to take advantage of opportunities. You're no longer just playing defense. You're actually thinking about opportunities to play offense. What do you think, Paul?
I would agree. I mean, and that's the position, I think, of being an entrepreneur, having good instincts for those sorts of things, know when to fold, know when to move, basically. And I think now is the time to start looking at that way, and hopefully you're a business that adhered to good principles in business, running your business in the first place, when we hit the wall here in the downturn. That's what I hear a lot when people talk about things you need to do when things are becoming difficult, like keeping your overhead low and being mm-hmm. conservative and things like that. Well, my advice to businesses, small businesses everywhere, is that these are principles you should be utilizing even in the good times.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have been doing those sorts of things and being really cost-effective and, just to say, overhead low, you should be in a good position now to start moving out and taking advantage of that, and do so cautiously and do so in looking at and research things you want to do, and again, how much debt, if it to take on, all those sorts of things. But be cautious, move out slowly, but definitely get out there and start looking again now and seeing if these are opportunities in your own business to start expanding.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the as we came through the collapse of the dot coms and the stock market back in 2000, and then we were attacked in 2001, then we had the corporate malfeasance meltdowns that we had. That was a pretty rough shock to our economy, and a lot of companies failed in that period of time. The ones who survived learned how to operate better, and now we're going through the worst economic times since the Great Depression. We've got whole generations of people who've never gone through anything like this.
That's true. So
all of this, folks, is going to make us all, these are all times that are going to make us better managers in the future. And that's one of the reasons why I think we're going to have a good recovery. We're going to take a quick break. Tweet till right back with our good friend Paul Casey. I'm Jim Blassingay. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingay, the Small Business Advocate. That's the little band from Texas, a little ZZ Top bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or somewhere in between. We've got something that will help you that you can read, that you can listen to. You can check out our Brain Trust members like our good friend Paul Casey, who's with us right now. You can also subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Also, my blog is there. You can check it out when you get a chance. And we post new posts that I've written every week, a couple of three every week. And you can also follow me on Twitter. That's at Jim Blassingay on Twitter. Paul, are you Paul Casey, are you on Twitter?
Not now. I am on biz.net and Facebook.
Facebook, all right. Well, have you tried Twitter?
No, not yet. I have
not. It's interesting. It's an interesting place. It's a little bit of the Wild Wild West, but it's interesting to see how that works. But one of the things that, and by the way, folks, Paul's book is Self-Employment for You, where he asked a very important question. And one of the things that's happening, Paul, with for a lot of people who are wanting to become business owners, is they're getting involved in the social media. That's going on out there. And what are you advising your listeners and on your radio show and your customers? What are you advising them about social media?
Well, first of all, when I look at various different ways of how you spend your time, I think one of the most critical areas that entrepreneurs have to look at is how they spend their day. Time is our absolute most precious commodity, and it's something that they can control. All I want to make sure to advise entrepreneurs is that figure out what you're worth an hour. You know, basically, let's say it's $125 an hour. And that really dictates what you should be doing, I think, with your time. For example, should you be driving this envelope across town to your client, you know, and it's, you can get it sent for $6 or $10 a messaging service, something like that. Same thing with social media. I believe that, is it really advancing your business, or you're doing a lot of busy work? And are you really wasting your time? Is this turning
those are the
into
magic,
business for you?
Those are the magic questions right there, folks. You hit it right on the head, Paul. That's the thing that I worry about. I actually wrote an article a couple of weeks ago, and the question I asked was, could social media hurt your small business? And my answer was, absolutely.
Yeah, because, I imagine, Jim, it's along the same type of lines. Is it something that you were doing and you're taking yourself away what you should be doing?
Getting involved in social media, and when I say social media, Paul, I'm talking about the public sites like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., because those are the ones that can seduce you into spending, as you say, way too much time on them. The other thing that I've been trying to encourage people to do is it's fine to get involved in those social media sites, but I'm encouraging more and more people to my audience and anybody that'll listen to be building customer communities of your own, not just on Twitter, not just on Facebook, but build your own customer communities that you can serve. Like you've got a community with your on your radio show.
That's right. I agree with you totally. I think that's, you turn it around, and then you're building your own Facebook, or you're building your
yes.
own social media.
And you can
but
do
it
that
today. Too.
And see, but see, what I've been saying, Paul, is once you turn it around, as you say, I'm encouraging people to quit calling it social media, because the term social puts off business people a lot of times. And so what I'm encouraging them to say is when you turn it around and you're creating your own communities, call it what it is, building customer communities online. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that's exactly where you should look at it. And when you look at the term social media, we've had social media for a long time. I mean, talking on the phone, we've
right.
had phones for a long time. So sometimes we can get into these new
it's
approaches and things like that and make sure it's a fad or not a fad, because that's where I think you have a tendency to jump into things, and does it have the real staying power, or is it really working for your business? It's kind of like networking. When you go to the Chamber of Commerce and you go to the Rotary Club or whatever that may be, that's social networking. So there's mm-hmm. nothing new here in
right.
regards to that. But is the time you're spending advancing your business?
And so what you've got to have is you've got to balance, don't you? I mean, it's not either or, it's both and.
That's right. I think that's one of the biggest areas when you're talking to anybody about small business and how they succeed. It's all about balance. That's exactly a great word, Jim. That's what it is, I think, in your judgment and how you use your time and so on. And it is. It's balancing out the day.
Well, exactly. And I mean, one of the things that I fear is that somebody could be starting their small business. We got a lot of people unemployed right now, Paul, who are wanting to start their own businesses. And so the first thing that they do is they go get on one or two or three of the social media sites, the public sites, and they start spending a lot of time there. And before you know it, they've got all these people in their communities, but they still haven't figured out how to make them any sales.
That's right, and that's the bottom line. It's sales, and that's what your job title is. You know, it's a CEO, Chief Executive Officer, but it's really COS, your Chief of Sales. And if you are doing things and you're aligned to that everything you're doing is targeted and doing it correctly, fine. But mm-hmm. again, if it's just a bunch of busy work and really all over the map, you're going to lose in the long run.
If it's stroking your ego because you got 2,000 people following you on Twitter, but if none of them are buying from you, then you know your ego, you can't take that to the bank. I tried cashing my ego at the grocery store once, Paul, and they wouldn't take it.
Yeah, there you go.
It didn't
gotta
work.
Keep the ego in check.
Stand by. 10 till. We're going to be right back with our good friend Paul Casey. He's got more to tell us after these messages. His book is called Is Self-Employment for You? Stay with us. Here the Drifters, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back, 7 till. Great song, classic song. Welcome back, I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're visiting with our good friend Paul Casey. Paul, give us your website, tell us how we can find you, and remind us how we can find you on the radio.
Certainly, Jim. By the way, you have the best bumper music of any show in the country. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You can go to selfemploymentforyou.net. That's the website.
You can find your book there, too.
First two chapters of the book for free. Get an idea whether it's something you want to peruse into further. If you do, you can find out how to get it. It's on Amazon.com. And my show is on 2 o'clock on Thursdays and Friday afternoons. Now, that would be Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on KKNW 1150 AM in Seattle, but you can stream it.
It is on
the Internet.
So check that out, folks. Paul, in the last few minutes we have left, what are some other thoughts, some other things that you've been thinking about with regard to helping small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful?
Well, I think if you're expanding a business or you're thinking about going into business for yourself, I can't stress enough that I believe that there's a myth out there about following your passion, the money will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also strongly believe by that is to choose a business, to really sit down and seek out a business that will really suit your lifestyle, or even if you want to expand your business. Because I think that's what will get you through the difficult times which we're going through now. And, Jim, you know, we've talked about it many times. It's a struggle, and You have to stay focused and all that. But I think the river runs your direction. If you find a business and really think hard about what lifestyle that you want to live, let's say in 5 or 10 years from now, and think about that really, really hard. And let's say you like to travel and think about you want to service people or just what you want to do. And let's say, for example, one of the businesses where I went in is to want to travel. Well, I do a lot of traveling now with my business, and I'm able to do that. And I really feel a sense of accomplishment when I reach that point because, again, it suits my lifestyle. So for me, opening up a retail store would have been a bad idea.
Right.
I'm in the communication business, and that's where I grab my computer and I can operate out of Los Angeles, New York, or wherever. So I'm just saying really take a focus on your lifestyle and find a business that will drive your lifestyle.
Well, one of the things you got to be able to do, and I've talked about this many times, Paul, with you and when you weren't here, and that is that you got two sides of your business. You got the market side and you got the operations side. The market side is the part that you love. The operations side is the part that's the diaper changing part. And if you don't love the market side enough to overcome the operations side, the part about the operations that you don't like, you're not going to come back the next day.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be passionate about what you're doing. That's certainly very important,
yeah.
Jim. That's the market side you're talking about. But, you know, I find, too, that some aspects of my business that I didn't think I'd be passionate about, I am now. Be in love with the idea of being an entrepreneur. I think that's the area that maybe we don't stress enough of what that type of lifestyle is.
It is one of those intangibles of being a business owner, not just owning a tire business or a media business or a communications business, but the ownership part of that is a whole level of it's a whole dynamic in this whole process, isn't it? Because I started to say a whole dynamic that you love, but sometimes you love it and sometimes it bites you. You're not so happy about it.
That's right. That's right.
I love being a business owner, but sometimes being the owner can be a heavy burden.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's being prepared for that and what that entails and and understanding what a true entrepreneur is. And I don't think people are prepared for that. I certainly wasn't. That's why I speak of experience. I go back now going, I really didn't give this a lot of thought. Now, I was able to bump my way through it. But I try to give advice to people to really take that to heart, what an entrepreneur is. And, you know, like, for example, when you're a doctor, you want to go into that profession, it takes you 10 or 12 years to be becoming a doctor to practice
in that
field. And that's how long it takes to build your business. But somehow people say, well, I got this idea. If it doesn't come to fruition in a year or two, I'm going back to my day job. Well, you've just set yourself up for failure.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I wasn't looking back. When I started my business after being downsized twice in 18 months, Paul, you know, I started making my resume again, and I said, wait a minute. I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
That's absolutely true. And the more I talk to people, I never look back. There you go. Absolutely. I think, Jim, that's the good news. Let's say, step through that threshold and you can't go back. It's not an option anymore.
But it doesn't mean that you don't have tough times, but you just got to be committed. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time.
It's selfemploymentforyou.net.
And they can find your book there and also more about his radio show. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job
today.
Hey,
Jim, thank you so much again.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. It's time flies when you're having fun. But I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.